XBRL. It sounds like a new model SUV. In fact, it's an international standard for reporting financial information electronically. It stands for Extensible Markup Language, and now the Securities and Exchange Commission has finalized a rule requiring companies to file their data using XBRL. For more on what this all means, we turn to Mike Starr, Vice President for Government and Regulatory Affairs at the financial compliance firm Workiva. Mike, good to have you on.
Oh, thank you, Tom. Good to be here again.
Now, this is something that the SEC seems to have been working on for a decade because XBRL wasn't invented yesterday. What has happened now to get this over the line?
Well, a couple of things have happened. One is that the use of inline XBRL is widespread around the world. So inline XBRL is used in the UK for reporting under the Companies Act and also reporting to the HMRC, which is the UK's equivalent of our IRS. And it's used in other jurisdictions as well. So I think that the use of inline XBRL has matured, and now's a good time to move to it. And it responds to one of the more common complaints about the XBRL requirement, which is the requirement to file two separate documents for financial information reported to the SEC.
So for companies that do file information internationally, this will actually simplify things, it sounds like, because they can shut down some of what they're doing now?
Well, not necessarily. For companies that report internationally, they've done two things recently. The other is they've accepted the IFRS taxonomy. So that's the taxonomy for reporting under the International Financial Reporting Standards. And for those companies, that change will, I think, be very helpful. Those companies that report using the International Financial Reporting Standards. What inline XBRL does is, it eliminates the current requirement to file two separate documents for financial information reported to the SEC. And that's a very positive change.
Now, what systems changes do you think the SEC had to make in order to accommodate inline XBRL?
Well, they had to modify EDGAR so that it could receive inline XBRL. Let me just back up a step. Inline XBRL refers to embedding the XBRL metadata or tags into the HTML financial statements. So the HTML financial statements are what we're all familiar with. Those are the printed financial statements. And now you can embed the XBRL tags directly into that document using inline XBRL. They had to change the EDGAR receipts system to enable it to accept HTML documents that had the XBRL tags embedded in the document. But like a lot of technology changes that sound easy, the devil is in the details. So it's a little bit trickier than it sounds to make that change.
But it's a major upgrade in EDGAR then.
It's a significant upgrade to EDGAR, I think is the way I would characterize it.
What are the benefits of all this? Why does the SEC want this? Why should companies care about it?
Well, there are two primary benefits. One is that it makes the XBRL data more visible. So if you're reviewing financial statements, you're able to see the information in a human readable format. You're also able to see the data and how it's been tagged just by simply scrolling your cursor over the tagged data. And it tells you all the different attributes of that tag. So it makes the review of the XBRL tags easier, both for the SEC and for filers. The second big advantage is that some filers, not all filers, when they prepare the two separate documents, they have to very carefully review those documents to make sure that they're consistent.
We're speaking with Mike Starr. He's Vice President for Government and Regulatory Affairs at Workiva. Now, as the SEC gets in this information, tagged versions of HTML, just to put it, to simplify it, and they've got, does that make it more searchable? Can they look at trends? What can they do now that they could not necessarily do or do as easily under the old filing system?
Well, it doesn't really change the ability to search the data, but it does put the data in context. So when you searched the data previously, it wasn't always clear where that same information was located in the HTML document. And now, because you just have one document, it makes it easy when you see something, an anomaly, in your review of the XBRL data, it makes it easier to go to the HTML document if you want more context around the particular information that appears to be an anomaly.
And what about the public that might review this information? How could it benefit people outside of the SEC that like financial data?
Well, the same thing. The SEC has a viewer, inline XBRL viewer, that's an open source piece of technology, which means that anybody can access it and, you know, use it, incorporate it in other software if you so desire. But it gives the public the ability to, again, if they're reviewing just the machine readable data, they're getting output from machine analysis of that data. It enables them to more readily find that same information in the human readable format, in the HTML format, and perhaps get additional context for the information that's being reported.
It sounds like this is something that could launch a new world of apps, mobile or desktop, whatever, for whatever people might want from financial data.
It could. It definitely requires changes to technology that's used today to create reports and file those reports with the SEC, much for the same reason that the SEC had to change the Edgar system to allow the receipt of those documents. And the open source viewer could lead to the creation of different applications.
And the rule is effective now for filing in this manner. What are any other deadlines that companies have to worry about?
Well, right now it's a proposed rule and it's out for comment. I believe comment period expires on May 16th or 17th. And it's a 60-day comment period. Once the SEC gets those comments, they'll incorporate any comments as though they incorporate the comments as necessary into revisions for the rule. And then I expect it will go to the commission later this year once they've finished their review and made any necessary revisions to the proposed rule. It will go to the commission for approval. Right now, it calls for a phase-in period. I don't know that that will be the final outcome because the market is the phase-in period that was used for the initial requirement was because it was new. This is only a new format, but it doesn't change how you tag the data, doesn't change how you model the data. So the real question, I think, is how soon will the market be ready with technology that supports inline XBRL? Right now, there are four companies that have customers who filed inline XBRL under a voluntary program, but there are more. There are probably another 4 to 6 technology service providers that have SEC customers that haven't yet made that capability available to their customers. So I think the real key on when it will be required is when will the market be ready? And I know the SEC is will be exploring that as part of this process. Market readiness is what I'm referring to, that they'll be exploring as part of this process.
Mike Starr is Vice President for Government and Regulatory Affairs at Workiva. Thanks so much for joining me.
Tom, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
We'll post a link to the rule and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.